Good afternoon. This is Legally Brief, a podcast production by the Indiana Coalition Against Domestic Violence. I'm ICADV Legal Director Carrie Hyatt Bennett. This is podcast number 6. Today's date is January 14th, 2020. Happy New Year from all of us at ICADV. Today we're going to talk about Indiana's new traffic amnesty law. We all know that a valid driver's license plays a key role in the prosperity of any person, especially the survivors we serve. We work with survivors of violence every single day that are severely limited because of their suspended driver's licenses. Licenses that are only suspended because the survivor can't afford to pay off excessive fines, costs, and reinstatement fees. Well, thanks to the Indiana General Assembly, there's a new law that says that we can help. Passed in 2019, it is House Enrolled Act 1141, and this created a traffic amnesty program that is only in effect during the calendar year 2020, which means now. Until the end of 2020, Hoosiers can seek a 50% reduction of fees resulting from traffic infractions that were committed before January 1, 2019. Or for reinstatement of fees for a license suspension that occurred before January 1, 2019. This could potentially be a game changer. I'm going to note that one more time: until the end of 2020, Hoosiers can seek a 50% reduction for fees resulting from traffic infractions committed before January 1, 2019. Or a 50% reduction in reinstatement fees for a license suspension that occurred before January 1, 2019. This traffic amnesty program was passed by the Indiana General Assembly specifically to help disadvantaged Hoosiers. Pro se pleadings and legal consultation are available for ICADV program advocates only by contacting me, ICADV Legal Counsel Carrie Hyatt Bennett. For the public in general, it's important to know that there is a terrific website out there by Indiana's Coalition for Court Access, and it is located at https://indianalegalhelp.org. Or, to be on the safe side, just Google Indiana Coalition for Court Access Traffic Amnesty Program, and it should find you there. The timing on this matters, so let's remember that this program only runs through 2020. A big thanks to the Indiana General Assembly for passing this legislation because it lends a hand to hardworking Hoosiers. It can be a game changer for survivors, and we want to help them access it. A survivor's ability to drive enables that person to work in any season, access goods and services, and transport themselves and their loved ones to school, medical outlets, and anywhere else. Let's face it, a driver's license serves as a ticket to the American way of life. Let's help people access this remedy while we can. Thanks for listening. This has been Legally Brief, a podcast production from the Indiana Coalition Against Domestic Violence. Today we've talked about Indiana's new traffic amnesty law. For further questions, contact me, Carrie Hyatt Bennett, legal counsel at ICADV, and I'm happy to help. Have a wonderful day.